News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A new Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, has been formed to oversee the implementation of the government's new standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says EPOC will monitor fiscal, monetary and quantitative targets as set out in the Memorandum of Economic and Financial Policies agreed with the IMF.
We expect the forthrightness of your oversight, as was the case before. It is very important that the government be kept on its toe. There is no room for error on the IMF program. And you play, sir, a very important role in ensuring that the government and the country's policies are kept on track.
The new EPOC will be chaired by Group CEO of Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Keith Duncan, and co-chaired by Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is welcoming the decision by Moody's Investors Service to upgrade Jamaica's economic outlook from positive to stable. Mr. Shaw says the upgrade represents an endorsement of the continued progress made by Jamaica in sound economic management and reduction of its public debt. In a press release earlier this week, Moody's Investors Service outlined that it was upgrading Jamaica's sovereign senior unsecured rating and provisional shelf ratings from CAA2 to B3. It would also revise its economic outlook for Jamaica from positive to stable. The rating agents outlined that Jamaica has relatively strong institutions compared with similarly rated sovereigns. They also commended recent policy effectiveness reflected in credit-positive fiscal consolidation and structural reforms, and the government's continued commitment to fiscal reforms and growth enhancement strategies through FDI-financed investment in tourism and infrastructure. The stable outlook assigned to the B3 rating reflects a balance of risks associated with a high debt and Jamaica's high susceptibility to external shocks, particularly natural disasters. The world's largest cruise ship, Harmony of the Seas, made its inaugural call to Jamaica on Tuesday, docking at the Falmouth port in Trelawney. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who was on hand to welcome the vessel, described its arrival as a historic moment for Jamaica's cruise ship industry. Mr. Bartlett says Jamaica's ability to welcome vessels of this size bodes well for the future of the cruise industry, especially for the port of Falmouth.
We are happy that we are the destination in the Caribbean that has had the fortunes and the good pleasure of welcoming the biggest of all the ships that are on the seas. We are committed to build out the experiences that the cruise visitors require. We are committed to ensuring a safe, seamless, and secure destination in Falmouth.
The cruise ship will continue to make bi-monthly calls to the port. And the HeartTrust NTA, in collaboration with the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education, has officially launched a 3-year upskilling and retooling project aimed at improving the competences of employers, employees, retirees, and students. The goal is to upskill a minimum of 3,000 persons annually to improve employee readiness, retention, and productivity, especially in sectors targeted by the government for growth and expansion. Some 2,281 persons have already been engaged in training since the $30 million project started in September. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed, says the upskilling and retooling project is in keeping with a drive to offer relevant and practical programs for persons, particularly youth.
Today's official launch, however, comes in the context of greater demands by employers and employees for relevant training to meet the needs of the workplace. There's also the clamor by self-employed people for training to enable them to be better service delivery and to increase their earning potentials.
Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
OMG, just voted for the first time in my life. I have to take a selfie.
I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't use your phone in here. If your ballot is exposed, we'd have to throw it out.
Revealing your ballot when you go out is illegal. Your vote should be kept confidential at all times.
A reminder from the Jamaica Information Service.